it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Well, we saw the Colorado Avalanche on Sunday in their preseason game. We're getting set to see the Denver Nuggets already. I don't know why it feels like it all snuck up on us. We're all knee-deep in football and everything, but I absolutely cannot wait. The Nuggets take on Oklahoma City Thunder next Monday for their first preseason game. Joining me now, Brendan Vogt of DNVR Nuggets, our Nuggets insider here on the program. Brendan, it was good to finally meet you in person yesterday, my man.
Yeah, no kidding. I was piecing it together with context clues. I think that's him. Nice to finally meet you, man. And nice to be back in the full swing of things here with Nuggets season just around the corner, really.
No question about it, man. So many reporters there. It was my first media day in 2 years because I didn't go last year. So I just like to sit and observe and listen to the players. And, man, I got to tell you, going to college media days, football media days, whatever, even basketball, that's so much fun when you have guys like that cutting it up. I mean, every single one of them had offered up some kind of comedy piece. It was so entertaining.
You know, I think that was maybe the value in pairing them together like the Nuggets did. Sometimes media day is more kind of like a fair with little stations you stop by.
And yeah.
There's value to the sidle, potential there, but having them paired off, you got to see the friendships, that the chemistry blossom. And it's a small detail, but this team has not always had a ton of personality. For however fun they've been to watch and cover, there have been some quiet guys that go through the locker room. Richard Jefferson infamously called it a boring roster when he was the resident vet. So we've come a long way from that iteration of the Nuggets. This team, they've got a little spunk. They've got some personality, and it's a nice change of pace.
Oh, no question. And I agree with you 100%. What a great move by the Nuggets PR crew or whatever to put them all together. I also feel weird like when there's tons of media members surrounding five or six or seven guys and then moving around to some of the other guys maybe that aren't getting the play, the younger guys. So I always feel bad for those dudes that got like four reporters surrounding them. So
right.
I liked that portion of it too.
It was great. It was great. Everyone got equal shine, and also just seeing guys paired off in ways you wouldn't imagine. Most notably, Vlatko Chanchar and Bones Highland, which is a little bromance we didn't know we needed in our lives. Vlatko just staring at him the way we do when he talks. He just, wow, look at the star power on this kid. So it was really fun, man. So kudos to Nuggets PR for changing it up. And while I wish we could get someone on one time, that was a great, I think, way to show the team to the fans.
Okay, so we all know that media day, they're fun or whatever. You take, everybody wants to be the best. Coach Malone said we want to be the top five defense. But it's really you've got to read in between the lines to kind of get the theme of the media day. What's the feeling around this team? What was that for you when you're listening to these guys talk and Coach Malone's up there with Calvin Booth? What did you take away from it? If anything, did you take something really meaty away from media day yesterday for the Nuggets?
Well, I think the car is back on the road. The train is back on the tracks. There's a palpable sense of excitement that's got a little relief mixed in there, I don't think anyone would have said it explicitly last season, but it was a slog. It was unlikely to end any better than the way it did, and they all just had to get through it. But as Bones said, teary-eyed when he saw Jamal out there on the court, I think there's a renewed sense of purpose and direction when it all feels possible again. So when we last heard from Malone entering the offseason, he said he wanted this organization to start operating like a championship, team with championship aspirations from top to bottom. And I think they are. They got that vibe to them. It's all possible again. So let's embrace this and attack this head on.
Didn't you just love it, too? I mean, we're all kind of sitting there waiting for the next pair to get in there. And in walks the giant that is Nikola Jokic. And then right with him, Jamal Murray. I mean, seeing it going, okay, there's the leaders back together again.
Yeah, it was a moment where I realized how long it's been since even I'd seen them together. And it's the very best visual for the fan base, of course. You see them joking. You see them having fun. I'm sure it was really hard on Jokic to not have Murray out there last year. And he's admitted as much. So seeing them together, seeing smiles on Murray's face, and a very lighthearted Jamal Murray, maybe with a refreshed energy and perspective on the whole deal, not just being a star-like player, but also dealing with the media and the fans and all of it.
Yeah, no, that was what I kind of noticed too. Those two, I mean, they just seem very comfortable with each other, and everybody, you know, just seem kind of comfortable with the group that they have. I know they talked a lot about getting together, playing paintball. We know Aaron Gordon went to go see Nikola Jokic play a game or two over the summer. Like, I mean, maybe those things were happening. I just don't remember hearing about it like the way we're hearing about it. Like you said, maybe it was boring. Well, I don't know, but this is a group that's having fun together.
You know, one thing Malone mentioned that it was kind of a curious line. He said last year it was the worst September they had under his tenure. And I don't remember him talking about it that way at the time, in the moment. And in hindsight, really, maybe there was, look, they knew what that season was going to be from the jump, perhaps. But I think he brought that up with the point of juxtaposition in mind, this being a great September for the team. I mean, Jeff holding the workout over the summer, Aaron Gordon hosting a practice at his warehouse, the paintball, all of it. These guys, I think, you know how it is when you're excited to come to work every day, when you got a great team of producers or a co-host with you. There's nothing about it. You wake up, you're so excited, and you're just ready to get to work. And I think this team has that perspective on basketball again. So it's pretty exciting.
I loved it, though, just hearing different opinions, takes on the team. When Bruce Brown was out there, I loved what, you know, hey, he's like, hey, there's no secret, man. I was brought here to play some defense.
Yeah, he knows exactly who he is. On and off the court, that's what I liked about him. You know, we asked him if he's okay with moving from a KD-led Brooklyn team and all those headlines to a team like Denver, you know, a flyover organization, if you will. And he wasted no time. He loved it. He's a laid-back guy. It's a better fit for him. You know, Jeff Green said the same thing when leaving Brooklyn for Denver. Of course, we've got DeAndre Jordan here now as well. I think it's a slightly appealing thing for some of these guys. You get to play with the MVP. You get to chase a title. But you don't have to get asked about Kyrie Irving every day.
Right.
And I'm sure that's a relief.
Well, and I mean, even, you know, with the media members there, I mean, there wasn't a lot of overwhelming questions to each guy about Nikola Jokic. It was about them and what they thought they were going to bring to the team, or whether or not DeAndre Jordan could jump and dunk. Dude, I felt bad. He's like, what do you guys think? I'm like 90 in a wheelchair up here. I can still jump.
I loved when he said, I thought you guys were on our side. Yeah, we managed to alienate one of the most likable guys in the league in 5 minutes. So good job, everyone. But I don't know how well he can still play. I'm not a huge fan of the signing. But everyone, and I mean everyone around the league, loves that guy. And so I was really excited to find out why that is firsthand. And you can tell he's got charisma. He's engaging. He makes... Like, this is going to sound like a really small thing. He makes direct eye contact with media members when they're talking, when he's talking. Mm. I think he's a likable guy. And even the personality he brought out of Jeff Green, which we haven't seen much of before, I think we might come to like his presence, even if we don't love the signing.
I think that's a great point, too. And again, this is what I've noticed. I'm not saying a lot of other teams are just complete jerks and all that stuff, but DeAndre Jordan, very considerate. I love that you have Michael Malone and Calvin Booth walk in before they step up onto the podium. They step out in front of the podium and they start shaking hands with especially guys like you that are there every single day. And when they answer a question, they're using your name and referencing you and your coverage. I think that is a great, and I think DeAndre Jordan makes sense with how Michael Malone and obviously now what we're going to see with Calvin Booth want to run their business.
And hopefully that rubs off on some of the younger players. You know, Jamal in particular, when he first got into the league, he was a Kentucky guy. My perspective on his perspective was that he viewed media as kind of the enemy. He had more to lose than gain. But when you see the leaders of the organization, when you see, you know, career vets come in and treat the media that way, it doesn't all have to be this combative political thing. You know, some of these questions, we're just here to celebrate the team. If there's something to criticize, we will. But we understand that fans just want to enjoy their favorite team. So I think as the younger guys see that example, you know, maybe it'll rub off on them as well. And I'm hopeful of that.
Hey, they even went up and shook, some of them shook Kisla's hand too. So that's, hey, no, things kidding. Are positive there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe please don't kill me this year. They whisper.
Last one for you, Brendan. Just, you know, again, Michael Malone, Calvin Booth up there. I was shocked when Coach Malone started his press conference. He was involved in a hit and run in the offseason.
Me too, man. The classic Malone, just starting with that.
Yeah, just throwing us all for a loop.
Oh, he knows how to tell a story, and he knows how to command a scrum, I got to say. Yeah, I'm glad they're okay. It was kind of a reminder. It seems like a silly, trivial point, but these are human beings, you know? Mm-hmm. Every second we don't see them out on the court or in the media availability, they are just living their lives, the good, the bad, the ugly, the scary, all of it. So glad everyone's okay. That would have been a rough start to the season, I think.
Yeah, well, and again, that's a great point, too, because we do just think of these guys as celebrities. They're either playing basketball or they're riding a horse somewhere in Serbia. You don't think of them, like, in the supermarket or doing everyday stuff, like just driving down the interstate, dealing with bad traffic that we have to. But they're out there somewhere. They're in that traffic that you're dealing with. So you're right. That's kind of an interesting point. And overall, I really loved hearing from Calvin Booth, too. He didn't do much of the talking, but one of the questions, just so sincere, you know, hey, what do you got to do to, might have even been your question, Brendan, just something about what do you got to do to, you know, be the best you can be for this job. And I love what he said, hey, paint by numbers, man. We got a great coach. We have the MVP. We got a solid young cast coming up. It's paint by numbers for me. I loved that from him.
There is a clear, I think, direction he's heading in. I think it's one Malone appreciates. I don't think there's much. This isn't a magician, you know, holding his secrets and his tricks close to his chest. Calvin Booth wants defense. He thinks defense around Jokic will win a title. He thinks Malone feels the same way. And off we go. You know, as I've said on your program a couple of times, that's going to be for the best at times. We may see the other side of that sword as well. But there's something to appreciate about everyone has their work cut out for them right now, as you said. They know exactly what they need to do. It's just about execution at this point.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. Preseason's right around the corner now, and it won't be that long until we see this team getting after it in real, meaningful basketball. Brendan, love having you on the program each and every week. Love your insight, and we'll look forward to more of that in the future as we start rolling out this season.
My pleasure, brother. We'll talk soon.
Brendan Vogt of DNVR Nuggets. It's just, you know, again, the media day there, it's just a sincere, there's a sense of sincerity there. Like, the players get up there, talk, they're having fun, they're joking around. Joker literally gets up in the middle of his press conference. He sat down, looks over, realizes there's snacks, gets up, walks over, and just puts his back to the media and just starts, like, getting a tray of food. Jamal yells at him. He's like, dude, grab me a grape while you're over there. It just sets the tone. And I'm not saying the whole lifting the Stanley Cup thing again for the reporter with Mr. Chambers, what he did. You can be a fan of these guys as long as you're critical. And I like that with this team because they do open that up. They're trying to win you over a little bit. And it doesn't mean that these writers aren't going to say or write bad things about you eventually. But it certainly opens it up to more of a positive outlook. And there's nothing wrong with that. It was fun, dude. It's crazy to see the Joker just get up in the middle of a press conference, go grab some food.
Is he tall?
He's fairly tall.
Were you like the shortest guy in that room?
No, because it was like 30 reporters. And, okay. You know, radio paper dudes, there's reasons we aren't playing professional sports, Angel. None of us look like it. Except for Chris Dempsey. Chris Dempsey looks like he played, man. I mean, he's got his biceps are bigger than my body. So it was a cool thing. Love doing it, getting out there and just mixing it up with guys that cover this team. And, of course, hearing from the players and the coaches. 52 minutes after the hour, it's Top Text Tuesday. I got to think Dixon's leading this thing right now. Dixon is in the running to take it home, a $15 gift certificate. Text in the show, First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.